Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's a Blossom Podcast.
Not in a pub.
Welcome back.
Gets us in the mood.
Get it on.
Do you know what I'll do? Stop. I've not missed that.
So we thought, because we, I don't know, we just want to do another one of these if anyone wants it. Yep.
Christmas special. Is everyone feeling Christmassy this year?
No.
I've not.
Are you not?
Felt it yet.
I feel fucking dreadful.
Joe just laughing.
Why?
No point going there, is there? What's everyone else feeling like?
Do you know what? I felt it actually when I walked past your house. I drove past your house last night, and then I drove past your house.
Give us the addresses.
Have you got them lights? Have you got your tree up and that?
Tom's got the festoon lights in like a triangle.
Oh, you've got them again.
I need my ladders back actually.
And then you attach them to the tree,
house
don't
just
you?
Lends itself to Christmas, doesn't it?
Miles said this.
Your house is a very Christmassy house, family house.
Mine's just a cold, fucking damp hole.
I love your new house.
It'll get there in the end.
Good vibe inside. Obviously, it's a shell in it. You've ripped everything out, but I had a very good vibe when I went in there. I really like it.
I need a shaman to come in and get rid of the spirits.
You know what made me laugh?
It's a shame, that, innit? What's up, Tom?
I can't see you.
Shaman. Good.
We're not as smooth as we used to be, are we?
No.
It's been a while.
Might start calling Miles Smooth.
Smooth.
Jay Smooth.
I might start calling you Smooth.
You can do.
It's quite a good nickname, isn't it?
Smooth ass.
I'll never have one of those.
I need to. It might take me a few minutes to like get into my
alter ego.
My which personality I want to live through this podcast.
Do the right one.
That's the voice we always talk about. Like, you know, if me and Miles are on our own, he always goes, "Kill him." He's going, "No, no."
He's looking at you.
What's that? Your inner monologue.
Why are they looking?
Yeah,
it's his inner voice. But when it's just me and him, he goes, "Kill him." Chill out. I'm like, "Fuck."
Because you do his head.
He's not your friend.
We've not actually spoke actually a lot recently, have we?
No, it's been good, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been good. I've enjoyed it. I've not really spoke to anyone. Charlie didn't invite me to a gig the other day. That was fun.
Fucking hell.
It was mayhem on the group
I
chat.
Forgot about that.
Woe is me.
Thanks for that, Chaz.
Do you want me to tell you what happened?
No. Yeah, actually.
Tell you the full story if you want.
Charlie went to Happy Mondays. And James, I found out as well. Fucking hell, what a gig that was.
So my second cousin who I don't
see
very...
Wait there, in a box at the arena.
You just told the story. I don't need to sell it, do you?
Oh, sorry, was that the punchline?
No.
Oh, go on.
I've not seen my second cousin, Jamie Fitz, for a long time. Mm. And he texted me saying, "Do you fancy the Mondays on Friday night?" So I was like, "Yeah, I'll try and sort it out." RRE's coming. Sam Alligan. Happy days.
The boys.
Yeah. And that was it. And then I got there, I was getting a beer on the concourse, ready to go into the standing section. Checks my phone, Comrade Murray's ringing. "Are you at the Mondays?" So I said, "Yeah, mate, are you here?" He went, "Yeah, I'm in a box, come to suite whatever." And then we enjoyed the gig.
You know what? It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard, that's good.
Well done.
Straight in. Yeah.
That's how it happened.
As it happened.
The fuck? Yeah, no, Joe, I would have liked to go on that gig. But
he was headlining. It was like a joint James at the arena. Nice.
What, how were the Mondays?
The Mondays were very good.
Were they?
Yeah.
Very tight, aren't they?
But James were exceptional.
Did Tim
James
spot you after our Portobello Road moment with him?
Do you want to tell little anecdote?
Little anecdote from when we did... was that in September on the tour?
Mm-hmm.
Anecdote.
We went for a little stroll, didn't we?
Yeah, well, we were...
In London.
You know, because we spent about three nights in Kensington.
He doesn't like you.
And Chaz and I are just... it was a nice day, wasn't it?
I love how it's always somebody and I. It's never me and Chaz.
No, me and Tom. It's not the correct grammar. Okay. So me and Chaz. Jokes.
Fucking, it's taking ages.
Yeah, we went for a walk. Went for a stroll around a nice park, didn't we? And then we just accidentally ended up on Portobello Road, which is obviously an iconic part of London.
Yeah.
And really fancied a drink, didn't we? A sort of, like, you know, little, I think I was a little hoarse from this cold that was going around. It wasn't COVID. So we end up at this Turkish sort of eatery / drinkery, don't we? But it's all outside, and yeah. And you know those when they make coffee on in the like hot sand with the copper things.
Hot sand. That is dank coffee, isn't it?
But instead of coffee, it was a hot shop, wasn't it? So it was pomegranate.
It was juices.
Juices of
that's the
lemon,
most
ginger,
thing I've
like
ever heard
turmeric
that.
And ginger. And
but the thing is, I bet you two fucking buzzed, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I went, Josh, fancy one of these?
Oh, of course you did.
Yeah.
Don't think so, man.
But this dude's like, you know.
So he's sanded it
up. He's swirling it around the sand and then turn around.
There's a guy coming up Portobello Road on a Boris bike.
Singing to himself.
Was he actually?
Bald head, goatee, rucksack. And we both went,
is that fucking Ross Kemp? Fucking
the Mitchell Brothers.
Good timing, that.
Well done.
But you know, it's Tim Booth. And Chaz just
you know, from the Shetlands.
Tim Boobs.
Did you say it?
Yeah, Chaz turned around and went, fucking hell. Hey, right, Tim.
Hey, up, Tim.
And he went like this. He just went, hello.
Did stop.
That was a fucking boss impression. Yeah, he definitely didn't recognise. Do you remember when we spoke to him when we supported him? Oxford
Academy,
yeah. Yeah, and we at the time we were like, as if they have a nap before the playoffs. Well, we're there, like.
Every game.
Anyone fancy a nap before we play?
No.
It's fucking amazing having a nap before you play, even though I can't nap.
Great bands, you know. They've been really well supportive of us, you know. Yeah, helping us out in the early days.
Both of them, yeah.
Done a fair few gigs with them.
Our first big gig was Castfield Ball with them, remember? Yeah.
2014.
We've not done a gig with Happy Mondays, though, have we?
No.
Do you remember when I was on stage when James was sound checking?
That
didn't go down well.
No, it was all of us.
We were all on stage when they were sound checking. It was filming.
It was invasive.
Just filming out front.
Obviously, the way sound checks work is the main act goes on. They've got all the gear set up.
First.
They sound check first, and then you know it goes in the pecking order. And we were obviously supposed to be the last on when they're all done to sound check, and we just set up our gear, don't we? As they're sound checking just in front of them. So
we didn't set up our gear. We weren't that.
Like, was just on the stage while they were sound checking.
That's even worse,
didn't he even
though,
say
isn't
something?
It?
Didn't he say, like, what are
you? I remember Saul, the violinist and the guitarist, giving me fucking daggers.
Yeah.
I thought we need to get
I think
off.
Conrad was like, get down, won't
he? Well, I was still on there, weren't I, waving.
Now, someone did say something, didn't they?
Oh, tragic.
So yeah, but you know,
we also asked for confetti cannons at
Deaf Institute
200 cap.
Tour bus.
Yeah, this was. We saw that. Do you know what? Have we talked about this before? I think we might.
Have we?
I think Vegas, I remember saying it.
Talked about it.
Yeah. Okay,
we're saying it shows the innocence, doesn't it?
It's tragic, though, isn't it?
Mm.
Good times.
Miles, learning to drive.
Learning to drive.
I've been his chaperone of late.
Well, I was supposed to. My test got cancelled a few weeks ago.
Again?
No.
Oh, sorry.
So it was supposed to be a few weeks ago, and then for some reason it got cancelled. I don't know why. And now it's the end of December, so my lessons ran out. So, you know, bought a car, L plates, me and Josh, Starbucks, Stockport. Not going on any test routes,
Mackie's
like I probably should
park.
Do.
Have you done?
I've not done Mackie's. No,
Shagging.
Shagging.
I just get a text saying
Shagging Josh. That's what we've been up to.
Jesus Christ.
But it's fun. It's nice. You know what I mean? I'm surprised. I've always been a bit, not scared, but a bit wary of like driving and shit because I've had nightmares of driving. I've had nightmares. I've just been on the motorway, not knowing what to do, going shit, which is probably what's going to happen anyway. But it's good. Boring.
It's piled on the pressure for me to learn to drive now.
Yeah,
I'll be the only one.
Said that to Tom today. It's like, you'll be the only one on it. But if Miles passes, you'll be the only one in the band. You can't drive me. Like, oh, fucking hell, I will.
No, yeah. But, you know, I'm really glad I've done it.
I'm going to do it.
Basically, Joe bullied me into doing it, which I'm glad he did now.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Do you know what? My mum doesn't drive. And my mum, when I was like 17, you know when your birth comes up and stuff, mum was like, you're getting driving lessons. She was like, you're not getting anything else. You're getting a few driving lessons.
It's
that like made me
so worth it, isn't
made
it?
Me
no.
do it.
Fair play.
Well, because she doesn't drive, she was always like, no. That's the one thing you need to do. Because once you've done it, you've done it. You don't need to buy a car. I couldn't even
say the older you get, the harder it is.
Yeah, my mum tried to learn to drive when I was younger. and she was just too scared and stuff like that.
Do you know what?
Your mum learnt to drive later though, didn't
she?
Yeah,
she's about 30.
It's not for everyone, but it does help. It's just the opportunity.
I'm just thinking,
it makes your life 10 times.
For me now, this is like probably the longest quiet period we've got. I thought now's the time to do it.
100%.
You know, like in the future when you've got like kids and all that shit, it's like, I'm going to need a car, aren't I? You know what I mean?
Joe, you know how much I love getting about on public transport.
You fucking do love getting about.
But in the same stretch, I love driving.
This is the thing I've noticed though about you. In Stockport, don't like public transport.
Yeah.
If we go out of Stockport, you want to fuck, you're like, oh,
hiya, Chaz.
Get me on a tram. Do you know what I mean?
U-Bahn. No, that's now your kind of thing.
That's
now
it.
Now we're talking.
U-Bahn?
Yeah. Marienplatz.
Oh. You're all about the metro in Tokyo.
I just like having just an afternoon, just walking, just not knowing where I'm going. You know, I just like getting out. This sounds cringy now, doesn't it?
I just like getting out in cities and exploring.
No, but it's good, you know. It's Japanese as well. I can't fucking read anything. I'm like, let's just get on a train to nowhere. And then, I'm lost and I have to get Google out.
That was good in Germany, wasn't it? With on tour with Tommy. Speaking of which, again.
Tommy Harrison, man. Yeah,
there he is.
After, obviously, it's become...
mandatory.
It should just be another section, really. But no, I found, because we haven't done a podcast in ages, I was looking back, I typed Tommy in my notes.
Tommy?
Just to see. And this is...
That is not me.
This is the best one. So you know, I did Couch to 5K.
Oh, yeah.
This came up in conversation with Tommy because we were laughing about the fact that I did that. I still can't believe I did that because now I'm fucked, physically and with mental turmoil. But in my notes it says Tommy ran a 5K after a hash brown stir fry wearing Doc Martens shorts and a fleece.
Did he actually?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But he did it. He ran 5K.
Fair enough.
What do you reckon he smelt like after that?
What's that, Tom?
Just like off the, like no practice.
No, well, you know what it was? I think, well, yeah, it was like that. But you know when people were nominating each other, weren't they?
Yeah.
It was like a thing on social media.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, you know, forcibly making people
do the 5K. Yeah.
Do a 5K. And for some reason, he chose to do it wearing that. So that's my Tommy anecdote of the Christmas special.
Miles. Just going back to the car thing, what car did you buy?
Volkswagen Polo, which is not the fucking, you know, is that right? Is that what they're called? Why are you looking at each other like that?
I don't know, I was waiting for something.
Oh, right, I thought...
No, no.
I thought I said it wrong then. No, yeah, it's just a Polo, yeah, 2014 one, so not too old, not too new.
It's a good first car.
It's a good first car. I looked
it's
at Merck.
Very nice.
I looked at Mercs and that, but my insurance would be like 500 quid a month, so I was like, I'm not getting... Imagine a Merc with L plates on, you know what I mean? Funnily enough, I actually saw a Merc with L plates on, and I was like, I'm glad I didn't do that. That's what I thought. And I was asked. But, yeah, cars...
Do you want my insurance? It's fucking cheap.
Getting on now, aren't you?
Fucking old. I was thinking that the other day, you know. Yeah, it was my 29th birthday on November the 1st. And I thought, fucking hell. I was like, I'm old now. Like, when I was younger, I looked at a 29-year-old and thought, old that.
I was telling my mate, actually.
Could be worse, could be Chaz.
Was it you I was telling?
You said mates, probably not.
I was telling my mate, my granddad bought his first car off the craze.
Fuck off.
Really?
The what?
And my mate was like, what, Reg? I said, no, Ronnie, I think.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Anyway, moving on.
There was a time I looked at hearses on eBay.
No, whoa. Do you remember the funeral limo that was on Auto Trader and the band nearly bought it?
Oh, yeah.
You sent it over, Chaz. It was like, it was because it could fit five people in.
And some equipment.
Six people and good equipment. So we're like, we should fucking get this for touring.
There was a punk band called The Damned in the 70s who used to get about in a hearse.
You know what's a good mode of transport? Obviously, it's morose.
That died a death.
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Fucking hell. Tom, you got any jokes to add?
No.
Do you know what? On a serious note, I'm looking into getting an ADHD test for my son.
Good.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Honestly.
What to be like medicated or just to know?
No, I don't want to be medicated. Yeah, I think just knowing.
Well, you do though, don't you?
It's a diagnosis by Miles. It was on the radio, on Radio 2 this morning, and they were talking about it and like talk about these people. You've got like Will Smith, Will I Am. All these people.
Lots
I don't know why
Will.
He's all Wills. Yeah, no,
Prince William.
William Flarton.
Will Flarton. He's defo got ADHD.
Yeah, he's a mate of ours from school. He's hench as fuck. No, anyway, they were talking about it and I was like, oh. And then, yeah.
You find yourself relating.
100%. So yeah, I was listening to the radio and they were just saying basically like loads of things like in sentences or when you're typing out messages, like your mind just can't concentrate and stuff, which is explains a lot. I always just put it down to I reckon I've got dyslexia, but I don't think I do. I think it's just my ADHD.
Is ADHD where you can't concentrate on something? You get bored? Is
yeah,
that what
I think
it is?
Your mind just flicks about everywhere, which is very me.
Because I think I had it when I was a kid, you know.
We're going into, obviously, we've got the house and stuff. We're doing up a house, aren't we, at the moment, me and Sophia. And Sophia's like, what's wrong with you? Like, you can't just like she wants to do like a room at a time and stuff. And I've been like getting everyone in to do like different stuff. And like, I can't, I don't know, it's just everything's getting done at once, which is my scene, but...
You know, in, like, primary school, we were always out of your chair running around.
Well, you see, I was dead, but yeah, this is the thing, the stigma, isn't it? Like, ADHD is always sort of...
It comes with a lot of stereotypes.
Yeah,
it comes with,
like, being naughty in school. In school, if anything, especially in primary school, I was dead good. I was, like, head counsellor. Do you know what I mean? A bit of a nerd.
Weren't you the most liked boy in the year?
Yeah, I won the citizenship award for being the nicest boy in the school.
Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Yeah.
So you're hyperactive and you can't focus on something.
But I am. That is me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
I think it'd be really interesting to get an official.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely get it done.
Just purely on like an analytical level.
I think it'll help me
understand yourself. Like that.
Yeah, I think I get some clarity in what I like. Do you know what I mean about me? And also, because I was thinking, you know, sometimes in the band, especially like with what we're all like, if there's like arguments or sometimes I'm playing like devil's advocate and something, sometimes come away and be like, fucking hell, am I a bell end or something? Do you know what I mean? I don't really understand why I do it sometimes.
It's the same with like, you struggle sleeping, don't you?
Oh yeah, fucking.
Like you have to watch something to sleep.
But that's changed now.
Stimulation.
Wanking.
I wish. Headspace, man. Sleep
Headspace
stories.
Headspace is a good one.
Have you got on the sleep stories in Headspace?
I can't.
Joe, Rain Day Antiques.
Rain Day Antiques, you know, 2 is my favourite, man.
Yeah, man.
Do you want to listen to it? This is what I go to sleep. I mean, I'm glad Josh is on board.
Copyright infringement.
if we do less than 30 seconds, it'll be all right. Actually, no, we've paid for it.
I got some shutters installed yesterday, so I've not had fuck it. I've had this really shit curtain I've had to drape over the window for like 3 months. And it's dead
you
light in the room.
You fucking wank over shutters, you. It's all you talk about.
It's very middle class, isn't it, to be fair. But, you know, it's,
not
it's
in the terrace good. House.
I have the documents.
Kill him.
Yeah, this is...
I forgot this is what you were like.
So these are the stories.
See, I had real rain last night.
Hello there. Thanks for joining us. For another visit to Rain Day Antiques.
I was like, Attenborough.
So basically, it's like that. And then he starts telling a story.
The rain alone would be good for me.
Well, no, as the story goes on, so it carries on. At first, he goes that. And then he starts telling the story, like, dead spaced out. So
it's
low.
It's very strategic. But the only,
I'll
one thing
give it a go.
One thing that does send me
You
under.
Don't need that. You Not, can just go
I've been struggling to sleep recently.
Honestly, it's fucking amazing. Honestly, it's so good. They do, like, at first, they go into, like, a mindfulness exercise. So me, he talks,
it
he
varies each time as well.
Yeah, yeah. Noting's my favourite.
Yeah, I know. They do like body scans and what have you. But the one thing that sends me under about those things is that.
Sorry. I was just going to say something. It's fine. I'll continue. You know what I mean?
It's just like, you know, because they're about 45 minutes long, aren't they? I think in total.
I don't even know because I always fall asleep before.
If you drift off, sometimes or oftentimes, I'll frantically wake up before it's finished, and then it's just sort of like. Atmospheric noises and shit, and then it just stops, and then you're like, "Now I'm insomniated."
We've got this app that puts like sound effects on, like you've got like rain, you've got wind.
Is it free?
You've got.
Is that why you got?
You don't need wind.
£6. You got trees. Apparently trees. But
that's annoying.
I've got a preset on here that I've made that's called Poo.
Why is it called poo?
I don't know why it's called poo.
You're just fucking obsessed with poo. Eat my fucking poo.
Tell you what, Miles.
But it's good. Do you know what's actually good? A fan noise. It's nice, isn't it?
I used to always put a fan on.
And then for some reason it's got these. Some people sleep to white noise, apparently, which is a bit
that's
stressing, I think.
You'll get on this. Do you know what is a lovely sound? The sound of
The primary school.
Roman was in the nativity.
Oh,
was
he?
You know, Emma's kid.
Yeah.
But me and Joe played dads the other week.
Yeah, we did.
Because he's a good footballer. He's been scouted for
so
Liverpool.
Basically, yeah. His mum.
Has he?
Yeah, his mum.
Emma's pregnant. She just had the kid last week.
So they can't take him. So the first week, we were like, just before the kid was born, Emma was heavily pregnant. We were like, you know what, have a, you're going to be fucking, going to have your hands full soon. Me and Tom will take Roe to football in Liverpool. Do you know what I mean? We'll drive down, blah, blah, blah. So we did that, didn't we? It's cozy, wasn't
me,
it?
Me, you and Roman.
How old's Roman?
5 years old.
Five.
Sound any Roman?
Yeah.
He invented a gang called the Gangster Gang, which me and Tom are obviously part of.
GG.
He knew Drop It Like It's Hot.
He's a proper person, isn't he, Roman? Yeah. You know, you speak to him, it's like...
Yeah, no, he's a clever kid. Like,
I've seen that.
Clever, like, you know me and Tom do that weird that go, neep, like yeah. Floating.
Does he get on
have
that?
We ever explained floating on the podcast?
It's too maybe personal, isn't it? Is the time now?
Maybe it's time to break what floating is.
This is quite ADHD, this.
But we don't want to
start in one story,
can't
start in another.
Yeah, the guy, go, can yeah. We?
Just say someone.
How old is Roman?
Five.
I've seen that video of him. He's tackling that player in him and comes the one back round and knocks it in.
Yeah.
He's got a cracking feet.
Decent
on
that, isn't it?
He's got a great syrup as well, hasn't he, Roman?
What size that?
Yeah. That's proper, proper mop.
Good set.
But yeah, no, he's fucking set. So me and Tom were playing dads, weren't we, T?
Yeah, it was, you know what, it was good.
It was cool. But then the week after, Tom couldn't make it, and it was just me and Ro. I was just on my own with him.
Weird,
driving
weird
to,
Uncle Joe.
Driving to Liverpool. Oh, don't.
Not seen Rowetta in a while.
What?
Rowetta.
Sorry. Oh, because I said Ro. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Do any segues? What have we got to talk about?
Has anything happened? Anything funny happened?
I'm trying
to
think if I've got anything tragic which will make people laugh.
Miles, you've definitely had a tragic story.
Last week I was like, let's make some notes. And the only thing I've got in my notes for podcast stories, it just says podcast stories, dog shit shoe mouth. So what happened was... right? And it's not fucking the greatest story in the world, but I was walking down the road...
Dog shit shoe mouth.
That's the title there,
that's
isn't
the name of the episode.
I was walking down the road...
the Christmas special... dog shit shoe mouth.
I was walking down the road and I stood in some dog shit.
Has this actually happened?
Yeah.
Go on.
I've not stood in dog shit for years, actually.
So I was annoyed.
It's my 90s, isn't it, that?
Yeah. Carry on.
I was annoyed. Tried like, what, you know, like, there was no grass about.
Yeah,
so
wipe it on the pavement.
So I put my foot in a puddle, made it worse because I just had wet feet now. And started just scraping it down the road.
What shoes? What shoes were they?
These ones.
Navestas.
Navestas.
No, Supergas.
Same thing. And then I was walking down, I was like, right, I'm going to have to clean these when I get in. So, you know, took them off, put them in the back garden, left them there for about an hour because I couldn't be arsed doing it. Then Emily's like, you need to clean your shoes, the shit will dry. I was like, right. I was like, what do I do? And she was like, boil a kettle and, you know, just kettle it over and then just fucking wipe it off. So I was like, right, okay, I will do. So I boiled the kettle. First of all, I forgot which shoe it was. So then I found like a segment of shit on the front of my left one. So I was like, right, I stood in it on the front. What I'll do is I'll pour it on. So I pour the kettle on. Gonna do a sound effect then, right? And I thought, I don't need to wipe it now. I don't see anything. So then, I lift the shoe up, put it upside down. I was like, right, let me smell this bit. And so I've got the heel. I've got this shoe in my hand, my left hand. I've got the heel towards my face. I've got the bottom of the shoe like wherever, you know, wherever that goes. And I put the heel to my nose to smell it. And the bottom of the shoe that I touched the shit in touched my mouth.
Oh, that's hanging.
Touched my mouth. So I pulled dog shit.
Dog shit shoe mouth.
That's dog shit shoe mouth.
Oh, that is class.
So I remember doing that. I went, and I started fucking. I've got Dettol. I sprayed Dettol on my face. Started frantically locking up, wiping it off. Fuck!
Dude, is this on your fucking security camera?
No,
because it was... Oh, I did check and I couldn't... I'd just taken it in. So it was inside. It was in the kitchen.
Gutted.
So, yeah, I didn't, but dog shit poo mouth, dog shit whatever mouth.
Dog shit shoe mouth.
God shit.
God shit.
So that was fun.
That is good.
That's the only. That's what I've been up to the past 2 months.
That was really good.
You joke. It can make you blind, can't it?
Well, I prefer it to be my mouth than my eye. Dog shit, shoe blind. Do you know what I mean?
No. It doesn't make you blind if you get it in your eyes. If you eat it, it just goes into your blood system.
If you eat, then why are all dogs not blind? Because they eat shit.
No, it's a human thing. They're resistant
to it. So humans' DNA is that weak that it gets blinded by eating dog shit?
It's not dog shit. It's like some dog shit, isn't it? It's not all dog shit.
I once had a chip in year 3 and thought I had dog shit in it. And I'm still... I can...
You had a what? A chip?
I've got an early memory of... Have I not said this?
I had a chip in year 3 that had dog shit in it.
No. Right. I am fully convinced.
Fully
convinced. Year 3. I remember it was year 3 because I was in the new, the junior, kitchen block. Yeah, anyway. Got this chip. Right. Ate it. Instantly spat it out because it tasted like shit. It had manure in it.
Manure.
So
manure. Man, you're joking.
Manure.
Man. Yeah.
Manure.
Manure.
Fuck me, that you sounded so middle class. Manure.
Manure. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Just dog shit. And all these other people don't fucking. I mean, obviously you're gonna say yeah, but you pick your dog shit up, don't you?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever not, though?
Yeah, 100%. There's times where, Pep, because I take him to these, woods and the cliff's pretty fucking sharp, but Pep loves fucking going, right down it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And he shits in the bushes there, and it's like,
I'm
not fucking...
in the deep depths of a...
Yeah, I'm not fucking... I'm not fucking
having a Richard off a cliff.
If he's shitting on the street, everything's got to pick it up.
It's just sad, isn't it, when that happens. Anyway,
I'm not fucking. I'm not going down. It's good that. Josh, you got any funny stories? Tragic stories?
Plenty of tragic ones. Not going to go there though. funny. Got in the other night after a night on solely on the Guinness. Nailed a pint of water because. Just to, as
my,
you know,
my
you know, and you
needs to be done.
You know, you inebriated and you're worse for wear.
Needs to be done.
And I just there was a paracetamol inside. I was like, oh, that. Obviously, that's processed through the liver, but I didn't think that at the time. So I was like, oh, this will help me. Had it. It hit the back of my throat in such a way that I just vomited all over the place.
Where?
Just in the kitchen.
What, like in the sink or just on the?
On the sink.
Onto his mum.
Oh fuck! Did you have to clean it up?
Yeah.
Was it black?
Yeah.
Because the Guinness and it was... Yeah. Oh.
Wasn't very pleasant.
It's like the story of I went into the room and Charles was fucking Guinness sick everywhere.
I spewed up on Saturday after you dropped me off in the taxi after we'd been to the pub.
Fucking, we took over that pub, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's quite nice, that.
Yeah, I was getting videos of you like, come here.
What pub did you go to?
I was because we should go back there.
Yeah,
it was
good.
No, it was really nice.
Dead, but it was good.
Guess who used to work there?
Tommy Harrison.
Yes.
Really nice. Got a bit just necking because we're in
you and John downed a pint.
Yeah, it was then. To be fair, I noticed you were pissed because you were just having a good time. And
I
then
was happy.
There was a table. You had a bit of bobbly edge. There was a table and you had your pint and you just kept dropping it just on the table. You know, it's not dead far away from the table, but just enough for it to fuck. And you did it about 3 times. And the third time I was like, Tom, picked up your pint and it just shattered in my hands. I was like, fucking hell.
Do you remember any of that?
I remember.
I've got a picture of him on the way home.
The glass smashing. I was fucked. I spewed up. I literally got out of the taxi, got onto my driver's.
That's your thing.
That's him on the way home. 20-1. We were there till 12:30.
Fair play.
And then
we got in there about 8:30.
We have to send that to Dom.
Yeah.
But then, do you know? But then.
Yeah, but it's not going to be the story, this, is it?
He's got that, though.
But then I ended up in fucking Bamboo after that.
Whoa,
Jesus Christ.
It was. Emily and Megan were fucking pissed and they were like, should we go Bamboo? And they were like, yeah. Just fucked off in a taxi. I was like, right, well, I'm going to have to go Bamboo now.
Well, they didn't just fuck off in a taxi, though, did they? You got in the taxi with
them. No. They left in a taxi.
They got in a taxi themselves. I remember that. Whoa, we got in our taxi. They were fucking on one. They were just up for a party.
Emily said to me, you come, and I said, no, she's handed me the keys. I was like, well, I'm not going to leave you in Bamboo. So I went to Bamboo. And do you know what?
Did you get spotted?
Who did you go in Bamboo?
It was in the taxi. It was me.
Right, so we're there.
Me, your mum.
Before you start, Bamboo is like a club in... Probably
Hazel
Grove.
It's infamous. It's the only club that grows an inch every year.
come on.
What does that mean?
Bamboo.
I thought you meant someone's dick.
I've still never been in. Go on, Joe.
Well, neither like, did I, though.
It's famous, isn't it, in Stockport?
Infamous.
It's for being, yeah, horribly
it's bit,
tragic.
It's a bit rough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Bamboo-till 2 is the stamp.
Bamboo-till 2.
Open till 3 o'clock.
Fancy it.
Oh, anyway,
me and Tom have been in, and there was a girl who was like a lot older showing us photos of her with her breasts out. Do you remember that?
Breasts.
Do you remember it, though?
I do remember
I was 18. Do you know what I mean? This woman was like, yeah, look at these pictures of me. And I was like,
grooming.
What? Honestly, I remember being like.
Then we went and got nuggets from Mackie's afterwards.
Yeah.
So I went in. It was me, Jordan, and your brother, who dropped your mum off at home after dropping you off. And then went in. And I was like, right, okay. I had to take my coat off. Went in. I was actually quite surprised.
Why was that a funny?
That detail.
I had the foul raven on. So I couldn't. Imagine. And then we were only there for about 20 minutes.
So it was you and Jordan Orton, Megan and
Megan Emily. But Megan and Emily met a load of Megan's mates. So there's about six or seven of them in total. So I was like, right, they're there. So I went to the
proper club inside, though, isn't it?
This is what I'm saying. I was well surprised. I was like, this is fucking, you know, if I was 17.
You love a club.
If I was like 18 and that.
You love a club.
Yeah, but I was like, this is tragic. I'm 27 in Bamboo. Someone spotted me and I'm like,
Did they?
Emily, we need to go.
Who spotted you?
I don't know. Someone was pointing at me and I was like,
look at that fat fuck.
Yeah.
Only joking. That was tight.
And I was like, not to say I'm, just in general, I was like, I don't want to fucking be here. So then I left. But that's the end of the story, really.
I mean, Bamboo-till 2. Fucking hell. You've never been? You've been.
I've been in the queue, but I've never been in.
I've never been Bradbury Hall.
I've never been Bradbury Hall.
Yeah, I've never been.
I've heard many a tale.
I think you should go Bradbury Hall.
No.
Grab a granny, innit, in Bradbury Hall.
Is there anything festive we can talk about?
I've got a few Christmas facts.
Go on, Miles. Give
us a Christmas fag.
Miles, give us a fag.
Miles, give me a fag.
Christmas is upon us. Hope we're feeling festive. The thing is, Christmas wasn't always on the 25th of December. Did you know that?
When did it used to be?
Well, the thing is according to, you know, back in the day and that, there's no mention of the 25th of December in the Bible, which is where Christmas comes from. Jesus was actually born in the spring. So I don't know why that they've decided 25th to do Christmas, but that's weird, isn't it?
No, yeah, I don't know.
That's peculiar.
Yeah, so, haha, that was funny. So I think, you know...
Is that it?
Go on. Yeah. Coca-Cola played a part in Santa's image. Did you know that?
Santa used to be green.
That's why he's red.
Used to be green. 1931, the beverage company. I'm not reading this off fucking Google, am I? Made in red. Yeah, that's that one.
Knew that. Everyone knows that.
What was the Coke can that was green? Was it Coke?
Oh, it's like zero caffeine.
Yeah, something.
Did you know that celebrating Christmas used to be illegal from 1659 to 1681?
Bullshit.
Remember it well.
Why? Well, anyone who was caught making like Christmas things, you know, celebrating and that, used to...
Kabul.
I'm just going to say used to be killed, but they didn't. Right, next.
Fuck.
Thought, do you know what? I saw the whole Christmas thing. I was like, that'd be good. But it's not.
You've done shit there.
Joe, have you got any bullshit?
What do you mean have I got bullshit?
You're chatting shit, mate.
Bullshit. I ain't got Christmas bullshit, but you'll get what you're given. I mean, I suppose one's a bit Christmassy. A trapped moth caused early...
Trapped moth. Good pub.
I'm going to have to do another one.
Because he's made that up.
No, I'm not.
A trapped moth.
No, a trapped moth caused an early computer to malfunction, and that's why we call them bugs.
No. God. I've heard
so when a computer goes down...
It's true.
Yeah.
When a computer goes down... That's why you call it a bug.
It's got a bug.
The early computer, when they were making the early computer, there was a trap moth that caused it.
Because the early... Here we go.
I think this is bullshit.
No, it's not, though, because the early computers used to work with paper. So it was all papered, like, not paper desks, but paper sheets with holes in. So moths must have got in, ate it, and then that's why they had to...
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Just saying that
the only reason I think it's not is bullshit is because bug it's like the computer's ill, innit, when it don't work. And people would say, oh, I've got a bug. There's a bug going around.
I mean, I've just convinced myself that that's what it is.
But is that part of his ploy? Because he thinks one of us will think about the moths eating the paper. I think bug is because you say you're ill.
I think I've
bug's
seen
a bug,
before.
Innit? But you never know with this bullshit.
But why do we call associate it illness with bugs?
There's a bug going around because a moth got in a human up the arse.
Yeah. Well done.
Suppository moth.
I'm going to go with the fact there.
Is it true? Wait, no, I'm not. You need to do the room, don't
we?
Can we all split off? Do you not have to go with the majority? Do it. Can have your own opinion.
Yeah, if you know what Miles just said. If you think of like the Alan Turing kind of setup.
Yeah, that's it. Who's saying true?
Analogous sin.
By the way, the Alan Turing set was fucking. That was like a huge. Call it a computer. It was a supercomputer. I'm talking about just a normal computer.
Just about how early were you talking though? Well, early enough for it to use paper.
I never mentioned paper. Miles is mentioning paper.
Who's going
right,
true?
Here we go then. Here we go.
Who's going true?
Well, regardless of paper, I think that, because you know moths are very dusty, and if we're talking about the very early computers, which were analog as sin, they obviously had a lot of components, a lot of moving parts, and perhaps the dust could have interfered literally.
Is a moth a bug or an insect?
I don't know.
Aren't bugs insects?
I don't know.
I think it's bullshit.
Bugs life, isn't it?
Insect life.
Miles, what are you saying?
I've said it's true now.
Josh?
I think he's just tried to...
I'm going to say fact.
Fact.
For a last Charlie? Reverse psychology there. I'm going to go with fact.
I'm saying bullshit.
It's true.
Is it?
It is true, yeah.
Was I right?
In
1946.
It was. Wow.
Yeah, that's where they get the term bug. Nothing to do about paper. The bug literally just got trapped
well
inside.
Well done, though, Miles.
Well, I mean, I just lied to myself.
There was some truth in there, though, I suppose.
And that's why it's called now your computer as a bug, is because that moth.
It's just fake taxi for me.
Fucking hell.
I saw a fake taxi, like, the other week.
Fuck
what,
off.
The actual
yeah,
one.
I went out in my car with Emily's brother, and he went, there's fake taxi, and it genuinely was. It was a taxi with fake taxi on the side. But then I thought, why would you advertise that that's the fake taxi?
It wouldn't be fake taxi.
But then again, why would you own a taxi and put fake taxi on it?
Well, the original got stolen, didn't it, a couple of years ago.
Really?
It was in the news, yeah. Someone robbed
it. It was in Great Moor. I was like...
Imagine if you ordered a taxi on fake taxi picked you up.
Fake Uber.
Are you thinking of paying for this?
Oh, I don't know.
It's fucking dark. It's so dark.
Stupid, isn't it?
Can we have a piss break?
Yeah. Do you want to explain?
We're going to do Secret Santa. We've got a hat here. Josh has wrote everyone's name in the hat. Charlie's the hat. Bit of dandruff in here.
A few hours as well.
Should see mine.
So yeah. What should we set a limit for each other?
I think that's... Yeah,
we need... You need
a tenner.
Should we do a tenner? Makes it more of a challenge
a
then,
tenner?
Doesn't it? Yeah, exactly.
Let's do 20 quid.
No.
You're be like, oh, 20 quid's a bit too expensive.
Let's do a Pavarotti.
Hey. So that's a 20.
Tenner.
Tenner.
Nah, let's do 20 quid.
I think a tenner's more...
20 quid's better.
No, but it's more of a challenge if you do it with a tenner.
Nah, 20 quid.
I'm not asked.
Okay. What about 20 15?
Quid. Nah, let's do 20.
Okay, 20 quid.
15.
You'll probably still fucking spend a tenner anyway.
No, I think it's...
I think a tenner's more
harder,
of a challenge.
Though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's harder. I mean.
We've got a week to do it. Why do you want it to be harder?
Because that's
why
part
do you
of the
want
fun.
To give yourself that stress?
No, because that's part of the fun.
We'll all sit here and I'll probably sort it out and you'll be like, oh, I didn't have time to do anything.
Why are you just attacking me? I've just said let's do a tenner. It's funner.
If I get Miles, I've got his. This is what I was going
to
say.
Yeah.
I got something the other day.
Did you? I just think, and then we can all vote the best present.
Oh, I picked mine. Oh.
You're not supposed to say it, obviously.
I picked my own name out first.
Yeah, so pop it back in. Right, so...
Right, everyone turn around.
Are we not to look when we...
Yeah, so pick. Nobody look.
So pass, pick out
pick
and pass the hat.
And like close it in your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we're all going to look at the same time.
No, because you could have...
You're not supposed to say who it is as well.
Are you looking?
Well, you've got to look, haven't you? Because if I pick my own name out...
Well, then it's not secret if
you
tell
know, but
who it
don't
is,
tell
don't
anyone. And then the next time we do it, we'll bring our gifts.
Okay. And Charlie...
And then we'll vote for the best one on a tenner.
20 quid.
No, it's actually a tenner. It's more of a challenge. Well, you can spend 20 quid then.
20 quid. 20.
20 yen.
So wait, what are we spending? A tenner?
Tenner, yeah.
Sound. Cock and N.
Yeah, Jazz.
Oh, Miles.
Miles.
There's nothing in there.
Someone got two?
I've got one.
I've got one.
Don't look. Have you looked?
Yeah.
So you've seen it?
We have to do it again.
Put them all back in the hat.
It's Miles.
Oh, so Miles had himself.
Wait, that shouldn't work.
Can we...
Someone else has picked themselves.
No.
Just go again. Right. We'll just keep doing it until it works. Right.
I didn't pick myself.
I didn't pick myself.
All right, there we go.
It worked.
Right, sorted.
Hey!
Game on, fuckers.
I got the same one. So it was meant to be.
Right.
Wow.
Sorted. Tenner each.
See it.
Tenner each.
Say it. Next
hey, week.
Sorted.
See you next 20 week.
20 quid each.
I'll do, won't it?
Nah, we've got another story somewhere. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't want to go home yet. I have shit to do. I just can't be asked.
Well, we can just linger here. It doesn't matter.
What,
do you know what? The bins are being picked up at one. Outside, so we'll just carry on to one.
Let's.
Is there any other sections? What is there?
We can talk about it.
We had an It's Not
Tom's
Hard, is it?
Games. Should we play a game?
I suppose this is a game, innit?
Should we play a game like we did? You know what I mean? What games were we playing last
time? Tom's Games.
The question game was fun.
Mr. and Mrs.
Have you done that thing where you have to answer wrong answers only?
Oh, yeah.
That's hard, that. Yes, that is hard. Well, hard.
Just me and an exam.
Do you think it's that hard?
Do an example with me now.
What colour's your jumper?
Blue.
Tom's colourblind, like, man. Leave it out.
How many eyes have you got?
Five.
What football team sport?
Man United.
Who's our bass player?
Joe Donovan. Joe, you should be dead fast bass. That's what you should do.
I think you need someone to write out the questions first. Like, I'm probably the...
Google wrong answer questions.
Yeah.
Well, it's been good, guys. we'll see you next week. And all the best. We can just sit here for half an hour and just...
No, we're not. We're doing
out.
The game, you weirdo. Why do you not want to do
that? That was
game
a game?
So no, Charlie's fucking Googling it, you weird fuck.
You're supposed to be your friend.
It's like... It's... What do you call it? Lateral thinking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good
lateral
for Tom.
Flow.
I'm horrendous at that.
Can I give you an example?
Go on.
What are two things you can never eat for breakfast? And the answer would be lunch and dinner.
Okay.
Oh, no, this is all right.
Yeah, good. Well done.
I could get involved with this.
You know what I mean?
It's a little bit like the towel being getting wetter while it dries, that type of thing.
You just looked at this.
Start with me.
What can be broken but never held?
My heart.
A dick.
You can hold a dick.
It's true, that.
No,
but you can hold a dick.
And you can break it. Oh, no, you, that was the question, sorry.
What can be broken
but never held?
You've got to think outside the box.
Ooh. Broken but never held.
Broken but never held. A tenner after this fucking thing. No.
You can hold a tenner.
Broken.
I don't know.
Broken but
never held. You, honestly you think don't break into a tenner.
It probably
me.
Is a heart, isn't it?
My heart.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
A promise.
Ah.
Bastard. Okay. What word is spelled incorrectly in every single dictionary?
Fucking hell, my language.
Think about it.
Incorrectly.
Well done.
Okay, well done, Josh.
That's it, innit?
Oh, well done, man.
Don't fuck with me. I am so bad at this.
What never asks a question but gets answered all the time?
Let Miles.
An answer.
A door.
I was going to say an answer.
No.
Phone. Is
phone.
It?
Yeah. There we are, Tom.
Phone.
Phone.
Phone. Phone.
What goes up but never comes down?
Me cock.
Hey, cuck. Your age.
Oh,
fuck yeah. Benjamin Button.
Hey, did you know that there's you know everyone in there's no people in the world. I don't mind. I can't explain.
Here we go.
You know, dog well, shit boom out. Try it again.
Wait there. You just ended up with saying there's no people in the world. I can't explain.
The people that are older than you in the world, it's always a finite number. There can never be more people that are older than you. That's what I meant.
There can never be more...
Imagine how many people are older than you now. There can never be more people than that.
Right, I get it.
Yeah,
there'll be
less. Yeah, there'll be
less.
An older person is born, like, after you.
Benjamin Button.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, that's
these are really good. These are really good, these ones.
I like this.
Okay. A girl fell off a 50-foot ladder but didn't get hurt. How come?
Because it was lay flat.
Because there was a trampoline under it.
No.
Wait, can you repeat the question?
A girl
please?
Fell off
a 50-foot ladder.
50-foot ladder,
but didn't get hurt.
But didn't get hurt.
How come? Tom shut his eyes.
Fell off a 50-foot ladder.
Girl fell off a because it was in water.
Oh, that could still hurt you.
It was in water.
No, it could. Well, the water becomes like concrete.
It's always that as well, isn't it? It's always.
Is there even a 50-foot ladder?
What?
She fell off the bottom step.
Oh.
It's technically rung.
I don't get it.
She fell off. The ladder was 50 foot, but she only got one step up.
So she wasn't actually 50 foot high. Yeah. It's like falling off the Empire State Building, but you were on the curb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How do you make the number one disappear?
Hey?
How do you make the number one disappear?
Release Cool Like You.
I was thinking that.
This is good, this one.
How to make the number one disappear?
What do you mean?
Add a G and it becomes gone.
Ah.
I don't know.
Really good these, aren't they?
I don't understand that.
One. Put a G in front of one.
It spells God.
O-N-E. G-O-N-E.
One.
Add another N.
I still don't understand that.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Should
I want to round it all up?
Please.
What has a face and two hands, but no arms or legs?
A clock.
Thank you, Josh. And that's time. We close the...
Hey!
Josh, you're very good at them.
Yeah, I'm a very lateral person.
The circus day is that, isn't it?
Lateral flow.
Tell us a circus.
What was your clown name again?
I can't remember what my clown name was. Yeah. But what?
Yes. Stories of the circus.
You know what annoys me though is that I get this. I've now got this reputation of that I actually went to like a professional clown. I really didn't go to a professional circus thing. It was merely an activity in a school hall. A school that I didn't even attend.
Man, whoa. I never said.
I just learnt.
Whoa, wait there. I never said. You said, and it came out of the horse's mouth, I was a professional clown.
Yes,
man.
The difference here is I wasn't.
You should have said you were a paid entertainer.
What's the difference, though? I was a clown. I got paid money for it. Therefore, at that moment in time, I was a professional clown.
Yeah, I suppose, but if I'm in the pub circuit.
I wasn't in a circus, though.
If I'm in a pub circuit and getting paid like 20 quid to play drums, you can't say I'm
a
professional.
You're a session drummer, man.
You can't say that's what I mean. You know, there's levels, isn't there?
Obviously, I
you're not Coco
I did
the
it
clown,
for comedic, you know, reasons.
Yeah. You take your comedy very seriously.
I do.
Anything else?
Do you know what? I can't believe it's been a year since we released our Christmas single.
Yeah,
it's not butter.
Excuse me.
Did we do a Christmas podcast last year?
Yeah, we did too. That's how the 17 more started from that.
Did anyone get me text about the B-side yesterday? Or?
Oh, do you know what? It is a fucking tune.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Thanks
for the invite to the gig. It's a fucking tune. I prefer it to Christmas Eve Sole Purpose. I'm putting it out there now. Sorry if that offended anyone.
No, I do love...
But I'd really like it.
Shall we put Sole Purpose?
No, it's good.
It's a different kind of song entirely.
You know, Get Back. I don't know if anyone's seen Get Back. It's the Beatles documentary.
Yes,
I'll break your legs.
Yeah, get back, you bastards. anyway, Get Back. It's on Disney
Plus.
Plus,
it's very, very good.
It's fucking mint, but it blows me head because, first of all, I'm not saying similar to the Beatles, but some of the conversations they have.
Well, they're just like friends, aren't they?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, there's a lot of similarities, I imagine, with every band, but it's weird because they're the Beatles, because they're the fucking the Beatles. You don't think that they'd have the same... do you know what I mean? It's weird, isn't it?
They just constantly eat toast and drink tea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's just fucking...
That's us in Power Street, isn't it?
Just amazing, like the... I don't know, just the way that they... I don't know, it's just mad.
You see him in like a normal light, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, but he... Yeah, it's just weird.
You know what gets me when Paul scales a wall in like a waistcoat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all getting about in waistcoats, aren't they? Yeah. It's a boss five.
He smokes a lot of cigars, doesn't he?
Do you know what's really sad? You know, is it the roadie, Mal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got shot, didn't he?
We were talking about this, weren't we?
In LA.
I mean, yeah.
None of them went to the funeral.
By the police, yeah.
Do
you know what? I wanted the producer, Mal.
No, Mal was the road manager.
Was it?
The dude in the glasses?
I thought he was the producer.
No.
The producer.
Glenn
Johns.
No,
he went on to produce the Eagles, didn't he?
You know that, Mike, who's producing the film?
That's someone else.
Someone Hogg, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mal Evans.
He's
a
director, isn't he, Lindsay Hogg?
Yeah.
I find him a bit annoying, if I'm honest.
Yeah, he is, yeah. Isn't he?
So Mal, he speaks like he's in a black and white film, doesn't he?
So Mal got how did he get shot in what circumstances?
He had an air rifle, didn't he?
He was high on Valium in LA with his mate, and he had this air rifle. It was a harmless air rifle, but he started like flailing it around,
pissing
pointing
about
at people.
With it.
And so his mate he called the police on him.
Fucking hell.
But then when the police turned up, he started aiming this air rifle at them. So and they were saying put the gun down. God. Then they shot him six times, and he obviously died.
Fucking hell.
It's dark, that, isn't it?
Tragic story, that.
Get on this, his ashes went missing in the post. And then John Lennon made like a really insensitive comment saying that they ended up in like, what was it, the dead letter pile or something like that. Which is pretty grim.
Fucking hell. Did they fall out of him then, or?
I don't know. I think it's just that his job became obsolete when the Beatles split.
I think so was he the tour manager, basically?
Yeah, yeah. Essentially, yeah.
But he just started writing his memoirs. Yeah. And they're due to be published next year.
I think he was also essentially, he was more of a personal assistant to the
yeah.
Beatles.
Yeah, assistant
than he was.
And roadman.
Do you know he was a doorman on the Cavern?
Is that how he started?
Yeah.
Mad.
But anyway.
Great. It's great to fucking watch, though, isn't it? You know, it's
really good.
Been restored really well.
The one thing I would say, though, is I think you have to be a fan of the Beatles to enjoy it.
It's fly on the wall, isn't it?
You know? Yeah, it's not like, it's not easy watching, is it? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what, though, I don't know like all the ins and outs about the Beatles. I really don't.
No, but I'm saying like you've got like a big interest in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
to be honest,
if you if you weren't really into music, as in like the behind the scenes of music and stuff.
Yeah.
And you like the Beatles, but
it's
just
very
not like,
slow. Not a lot happens, but it's fascinating
fair, though,
if you like that stuff.
Yeah,
to be fair, I know what you're saying there, Joe, but also I think it's good from the point. I'd recommend anyone to watch it, even if they weren't a fan of the Beatles, purely because of like...
You see them as people.
But no, it's like time travelling, though. The things that they refer to, like they refer to... you told me the other day, Tom. They refer to the...
Martin Luther King. Like, you seen it last
John
week?
John mentions it, doesn't he?
Mad.
Yeah.
When they talk about the speech.
They talk about Fleetwood Mac pre Buckingham and Nicks.
Yeah.
When it's Peter Green.
Yeah.
It's time travelling, isn't it? It's mad. Proper mad. It's mad.
And because the footage is so like well preserved and obviously they've enhanced it and whatnot, you kind of expect to see someone like flicking through Instagram or something on a phone, but obviously none of that.
So that's the one thing I really pick up on, though, is like no one's obviously.
Everyone's
on the phone.
Everyone's
like
clipboards,
isn't it?
Clipboards, telegrams, and
read the
telephones.
Paper loads, don't they?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Everyone's like reading the paper. Because obviously, where you're getting now, you just go on like Twitter or something. It's getting you.
It was hashed at the beginning when there's a mad monks just in the corner.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah
Harry Krishna's.
The Harry Krishna, he's like, what do you think from Ringo? He's like, I don't like them much.
Who's that little old man over there?
Yeah, that's what he says, doesn't it?
Old Scouse accent's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's boss.
Yeah,
it's
cozy,
isn't
it?
Yeah,
I think Linda McCartney's so attractive in it as well.
I don't know why that made me laugh.
No, fair enough.
It just got me.
But, you know, I've never really actually seen her, you know, as a
young
woman.
Yeah, like,
mother.
A video.
Well, they're all in their mid to late 20s in that, aren't they? Like I was saying before, Paul McCartney's only 26. We're older.
We're older than them in that. They don't look well older, don't they?
I certainly am.
It's because they're all on fucking heroin and shit, though, at the time, weren't they?
And I think they're all just fucking, I suppose. Yeah. I was going to say they've all got beards, but most of us here have a beard. But I think we probably look older than we think we do, to be fair.
You just reckon we do?
Yeah, I think we look older than we think we do.
On that note, fuck off.
Well, yeah, I would recommend any... What are you drawing there, Josh?
Jazz.
Yeah.
Jazz.
Right.
Jazz.
That's enough for anyone
crack
who cares.
Crack open the obnobs, Josh.
The Foley of it.
ASMR.
Who wants a biscuit?
I will have one, please.
Bye. See you later. Bye. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.